I'm sitting in the Sheikh Zayed Mosque in Abu Dhabi. Like every other day of the year, the masjid is abuzz with thousands of visitors from all parts of the world. Now to share with you some interesting information with regards to the masjid. The masjid boasts a stunning array of 82 domes that include in their design representations of many well-known Islamic styles. The largest dome located in the center of the masjid has a diameter of 32.6 meters. The domes feature pure white marble cladding with onion-shaped crowns and crescent shapes decorated with glass mosaic. The elongated windows on the domes allow natural light to enter the prayer hall. Inside the domes, verses of the Noble Quran encircle their circumferences with the precious text molded in gold print. Moving to the courtyard of the masjid, the Sahan. The Sahan of the masjid is the open space at the center of the masjid and has an exceptional total area of 17,400 square meters. That is the size of four soccer fields. It has colored marble and floral decorations that are twisted and coiled in stunning patterns from the sides of the center. The carpet is really a wonder of this masjid. Have you ever imagined walking on the largest carpet in the world? The main masjid area offers you that opportunity. It is the largest carpet in the world, a masterpiece with an intricate Islamic medallion design, hand knotted by approximately 1,200 of the best carpet artisans. The creation of this immense floor covering, made of a blend of 70% wool, 30% cotton, was a 2-year project in which its main components were produced separately before the various parts were transported to Abu Dhabi. They were then trimmed and woven together inside the masjid itself and produced the final exceptional carpet that spans an area of 5,700 square meters. No visitor to Abu Dhabi could fail to notice the large number of masjids all over the city identifiable by their minarets. The Sheikh Zayed Grand Mosque is no exception and is distinguished by its four unique minarets that each reach the great height of 106 meters. These minarets feature different elements that combine a number of architectural styles from the various historical eras. The square base and the middle section are the Mamluk style, the cylindrical section is the Ottoman, and the crowns are from the Fatimid era. At the time of the masjid being built, the Sheikh Zayed Mosque of Abu Dhabi was considered to be the third largest mosque in the world. The chandeliers in the mosque are exceptional. Although long considered symbols of opulence, chandeliers may nevertheless be objects of great beauty, and those found in the masjid are nothing short of magnificent and entirely appropriate to the setting. There are seven crystal chandeliers hanging from some of the largest domes, and in the center of the masjid hangs the largest chandelier in the world, weighing approximately 12 tons. It is made of glided brass, stainless steel, and glass panels studded with Swarovski crystals. At the front of the masjid is the mihrab, which we know is the niche or the place in the masjid where the imam stands when performing the salah. It is also an indicator towards the direction of the qibla. The mihrab at the masjid is a golden in color and covered with gold glass mosaics. Next to the mihrab is the minbar. The minbar has a special place in any masjid. It is the place where the imam stands to address the musallis. The minbar of the Grand Mosque is located on the right side and include 11 steps. It features floral and shell designs made from carved cedar wood, inlaid with mother-of-pearl glass mosaics and white gold, and is topped with a small dome. We do not know what the price or how much it costs to build this masjid, as it was built with funds of the Sheikh Zayed. It is only from this masjid that the azan is called in Abu Dhabi, and it is then relayed to all the masjids in Abu Dhabi. The masjid is named after Sheikh Zayed bin Sultan Al-Nahyan, who is considered to be the father of the nation for the United Arab Emirates. He is the individual who brought the leaders of the seven Emirates together to form the United Emirates. Yusuf Musaji from the Grand Mosque in Abu Dhabi, reporting for Radio Islam International.